You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Friday means another Friday Financial Update with John Moore Associates. Brian Cochran joins us. Brian, thanks again for taking the time to get us some great information. Looking forward to today's discussion.
Absolutely, Steve. Glad to be here again.
Well, it's timely. You know, we can say it's timely based on the calendar, but there's never a bad time to talk about putting aside money for our children's education. And clearly, there's several ways to do that. But some accounts are designed specifically for that. Isn't that right?
That's right. And the specific account that usually comes to mind when people think about saving for college is what's called a 529, a 529 plan, which we do have here in New Mexico. And there's a lot of advantages to considering saving in a 529. There are some trade-offs, like anything. We often talk about trade-offs here in our segments about money. The biggest thing about a 529 is it comes with pretty meaningful tax advantages. So if I were to put money in a 529 for my children's education down the line, as I save that money, I get a state income tax deduction for the money I put into the plan. So if I put in $5,000, I don't have to pay state income tax on that $5,000 when I go to file my taxes. The key there, it has to be in the New Mexico 529 plan. Most states have a 529 plan offered. And if you use another state's 529, you don't get the deduction here in New Mexico. And then as that money hopefully grows, you can invest it in different market investments. As it grows, I don't have to pay tax on any dividends or interest or capital gains that occur as that money grows. And then if I want to use that money for education down the line, I can withdraw it and not pay tax as long as I spend it on what's called qualified education expenses. So you get a tax benefit up front, you get a tax benefit ongoing by not having to pay tax on the growth, and then I get a tax benefit on the back end by being able to sell those investments and use them for education without tax.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. One being, what kind of education would be accepted as, a withdrawal? You know, what kind of does a tech school apply? Does junior college? At what level? Or beauty college? Does it meet the criteria for a withdrawal as being considered for education?
Good question. That's become more flexible, that qualified education expense. So pretty much tuition of any higher education will qualify. But also room and board, books and supplies, computer for your college use,
vehicle,
you have some special needs equipment, transportation. Transportation like to and from campus and flying and all that are not qualified. So transportation gets bumped out, but health insurance also gets bumped out. But it's mostly tuition, room and board, books and supplies, a computer, which you can imagine how that can add up. Even if you receive a scholarship for your tuition, the fact that it covers room and board and books and all that can be really helpful. The other thing that changed recently, Steve, a couple years ago, there was legislation passed at the federal level, and it was finally adopted more recently in New Mexico, where up to $10,000 per year can even be used for K-12 private school tuition. That's a new policy that really is a game changer. As most people know, we have our education challenges here in New Mexico, and people might seek options for tuition. So if you have a new child who's a brand new baby, you can start saving in that education savings plan and maybe decide whether you want to save that for higher education and college, or you can start to deplete that at $10,000 per year to go for a K-12 education.
Oh, that's some really good information. You know, at the beginning of this, you mentioned, and we do have 529s here in New Mexico. Are there actually states where that's not available?
I think all states really have access to it. It's a matter of whether or not each state has its own independent plan. And every state has a little bit different rules. So as I mentioned, New Mexico, you have to use the New Mexico plan and you can basically get an unlimited state income tax deduction. Whereas in Arizona, you can get a deduction for any state's plan. So you could invest in the Utah plan or the Montana plan or the Washington plan and still get an Arizona tax deduction, but it's limited to just a couple thousand dollars. So every state's a little bit different. New Mexico has a pretty good benefit here. And then some states, of course, don't have income tax, so there's no income tax deduction because there's no state income tax, such as Texas or Nevada. So it's a little different for everyone. A couple other things that have changed recently, Steve, is, you know, a lot of people worry, well, what if my kid doesn't need the money for education? What if they get so many scholarships? What if they just don't pursue higher education? I've saved all this money. And we've seen that in a few cases. There's a few outs. So one is if your kid gets scholarships, there's a limit per year, but you can take money out of the education plan dollar for dollar to match the scholarship. So it's acknowledging that, hey, you saved this for education, but you didn't need it because of the scholarship. So that's one way out without actually spending it on education.
So you can take it out with the same benefit as far as taxes go.
Exactly. The other option that's new as of legislation from December of last year is the ability to actually take about $30,000, the limit right now, and you can move that out of the 529 and put it in a Roth IRA in the child's name. So imagine your child's grown up, they go to college, they don't use their 529, now they're in the workforce and they're qualifying to fund a Roth IRA. And right now that limit's about $6,500 per year. So you'd be able to take $6,500 a year out of the 529, move it to Roth IRAs for a $30,000 lifelong maximum. And now that money's growing tax-free for retirement. So you're not getting penalized, even though you didn't use it for education, and you're allowing continued tax-free growth. So that's a big point of flexibility. The other option is, like, I have two children. If my first son didn't use the education plan, I can roll it to him, to his younger brother. I can also roll it to my nieces that I have. I can use it for anybody basically within the family chain is the basic rule. But so there's flexibility here. So a lot of people don't save to the 529 because they fear the lack of flexibility. And I think there is a limited amount you might want to put there. I don't want to see $500,000 in 529 plans, for example. But there's some great benefit to building this and a lot of options for how that money could be harvested later tax-free.
Okay, so when you set up a 529, like say you're a parent or a grandparent setting up a 529 for kids or grandkids, each 529 is assigned specifically to a potential student. And then, right, as you mentioned, so, I mean, there's not like, here's a big bag for all my kids. Each child would have their own 529, but like you said, it's somewhat of a big bag in that if one child doesn't use it, it can be moved to another child.
Right. And this is a great option for parents and grandparents. In fact, having your 529 owned by the grandparent with the grandchild as a beneficiary has become more attractive. And the reason for that is there's a form you have to file when you go to college called the FAFSA, F-A-F-S-A, FAFSA form. And in that, they basically inventory the assets and incomes available for the student and the parents. But if the grandparent owns a 529, that is not counted as an asset to be spent for college. And the income, the distributions from that 529 don't get counted either. So one of the best options nowadays, this is fairly new, is to have grandparents actually own the 529. They can set up the parents as successor owners. So if the grandparents were to pass away, the parents step in. But it's the best way to distribute money out of an education savings account or education savings plan like a 529 and not have to be penalized for that as a source of income to the child. So that's a new flexible tool. And it's just a wonderful option to have. Once you open that 529, you know, you can really fill that up, you know, as much as you can afford, let it grow tax-free, take it out tax-free, and potentially not have it count as income or an asset of the child.
Okay. Another quick question, Brian, as parents or grandparents consider a 529 for their kids or grandchildren, is that something that it's required that they find a financial advisor to do that? And if not, and it is an availability to go search those out yourself and take care of it yourself. What's the advantage though, to using a financial advisor to walk through these options?
Right. There's actually two tracks on the New Mexico 529. One's an advisor sold plan and one's a self-directed. So there's both plans. So if you just search New Mexico 529, you're actually going to find one that's called the Education Plan. Okay. And then there's one that's called Scholar's Edge. Personally, I feel like the 529 is straightforward enough that people can do it without a professional advisor and adding that cost. That's the way we direct our clients to do it. We don't open the advisor sold ones because they do involve compensation for the advisors. So we recommend that people consider both options. If they're really unfamiliar with the space, the advisor's value can exceed the cost. But it's good to at least do your own research and then start looking at plans, and seeing how you can do it on your own.
All right. Well, some great information, Brian, on putting money aside for the future, for our kids, for our grandkids, using a 529. And as you mentioned, information is available at no cost to find out more.
Right. And our latest blog post on our Insights tab has a lot of just fundamental information on 529s, as well as some of those details about what I just mentioned with grandparents owning the plan. So a lot you can learn there and some good encouragement to take action on at least doing something to save for those education costs that are likely to happen.
All right. Well, that blog that Brian mentioned, and we mention it typically every week, but Insights tab is found at johnmoore.com along with some other great information available to you at no cost. Well, Brian, as always, thanks so much for some wonderful information that helps us all really manage our money, God's money that he puts us over to decide what to do with, but to manage that looking through a biblical worldview lens. We so much appreciate it and look forward to catching up with you again next Friday.
Absolutely, Steve. I think we got a full hour coming up.
That'll be actually on the 3rd of
two weeks out.
Yeah, two weeks out, we'll do a full hour. Regardless, look forward to spending time again with our Friday Financial Update next Friday as well. Have a great weekend. Join us 1 o'clock every weekday afternoon on ABQ Connect. ABQ.